I'm looking on the other side of things now, past the age of, or the time of bringing children into life, but looking down the road a ways to where I'm going to be standing, Lord willing, as He wills, with my wife flanking a child as a grandparent instead of a parent. And I guess the closer I get to that point that grandparents are at now, I wonder when is the right time to quit bringing children into the world? You say, well, that's an odd question. Let me try to clarify it. We live in a world that is tainted so much by hatred, so much by greed and sin, that it appears, that it seems at least, to at least some of us, I suppose, that spiritual darkness is becoming heavier and heavier, darker and darker. And as we get closer, as that happens, as that takes place, it seems like it's all the more real, the importance of dedicating ourselves and our children to the Lord. Dedicating ourselves, first of all, that we present ourselves to be what God wants us to be in the lives of our children. And then dedicating our children to serve God. We cannot dedicate our children without, first of all, being committed ourselves to that dedication. Not in any kind of an outward token, but it's a commitment of the heart and the mind that brings us to the point where we say, yes, I'm dedicating myself and my child or children. Liberty has already been dedicated a number of years ago. But that commitment then is what holds us steady. It's that commitment that makes us stand firm in the midst of raising our family to serve God. The Old Testament tells us, Deuteronomy, something that we repeat over and over again, that it's our responsibility to teach our children. And in the process of teaching, the writer of Deuteronomy is challenging us as parents to talk about it in the home often. When we sit down, when we rise up about our day, we're talking about the things of God, and we're using the examples of life on a daily basis within our homes, not waiting for the Sunday school teacher, not waiting for the pastor, not waiting for the evangelist to teach our children. And if you so choose, a Christian school, not even waiting for Christian school to teach your children the foundations of our faith, the principles of what we believe. The best things that moms and dads can teach their children, Adam and Destiny, the best thing that you can teach your children, and Cadence this morning, is the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What that really simply means is that when they learn the fear of the Lord, that they filter all of the other things that are around them through that fear. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Rather than using the things of this world to filter the things of God, but the fear of God to filter other things, so that proper application can be made to everything else that is learned. And that is dependent upon how early that child learns the fear of the Lord. And so, Adam and Destiny, by you coming forward this morning, you are saying that you have a desire, you are declaring that you are dedicating yourselves and Cadence. You're dedicating yourselves to bring her up, and you're dedicating Cadence to serve God, to be God's. Adam, as the head of the household, would you take Cadence? I ask you to vow, if necessary, that's okay, ask you to vow before God and the body of Christ this morning. Do you now dedicate your child to the Lord who gave her to you, surrendering all worldly claims upon her in the hope that she will belong wholly to God? Do you pledge as parents that with God's fatherly help, you will bring Cadence up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord, making every reasonable effort with patience and love to build the Word of God, the character of Christ, and the joy of the Lord into her life? Do you promise, God helping you, to make it your regular prayer that by God's grace, Cadence will come to trust in Jesus Christ alone for the forgiveness of her sins and for the fulfillment of all of His promises to her, even eternal life, and in this faith follow Jesus as Lord and obey His teachings? Grandparents, you're not without responsibility in this, even though miles separate you. But as grandparents, that you commit yourselves as well today, not just beginning today, I'm sure that the commitment began at her birth, but commit yourselves to that support that Adam and Destiny need in bringing up Cadence to serve God, so that Cadence can enjoy the fullness, the spiritual life that Christ wants her to have. Church, we are also greatly responsible. And again, it seems like more and more as we dedicate children, the responsibility that is ours weighs heavier, as I see it. Not that we have the initial part, but we have a tremendous responsibility in bringing up children that are brought to us in our responsibility. And so this morning, I want you, as the body of Christ, to express and follow the commitment before God and to this family that we will do everything we can so that Cadence can walk in the full life, spiritual life that Christ offers. By God's help, that we will be faithful in our calling as the members of the body of Christ to help Adam and Destiny be faithful to God and to teach and to train Cadence in the ways of the Lord so that she might one day trust Christ as her Savior personally. That we as the body of Christ will make it easy for Cadence to make it to heaven and hard to slip into hell. If you accept this responsibility, will you acknowledge it by saying amen? Young ladies would come and sing at this time.